No phone zone.
Let me just pull up. There's a couple of things I wanted to ask you eventually. Yeah.
No, what I wanted to say was the Workaholics. Like, you remember Workaholics?
Yeah, yeah.
The show?
I tell you, Madeline met, I think, Blake.
Yeah, I feel like she told me that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was...
This is going to piss me off. This is just slowly opening.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know where it is. But he was at her work in the building at Quicken.
Yeah.
And was just... People were taking pictures with him and freaking out. And I don't know, it was pretty cool. I like that guy a lot.
Yeah. But, like, so they filmed Workaholics. They filmed Workaholics in the house that they lived in California. And I feel like a documentary about that would be so cool. I don't know if it exists or what.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really retroactively go back and film it if they haven't filmed it. But that would be, I would love to hear about that.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I've heard about a little bit about the story, like on podcasts.
I was going to say, they started making those like YouTube videos, yeah. Right? Isn't that where their start is? Just kind
of
cool.
Do you know what the name of that YouTube channel is?
No.
Dungeon of the Nutsack.
That's ridiculous. And that's Comedy Central just said, we want these guys.
Yeah, I think they kind of like pitched, they used those videos to say like, hey.
And they had an idea for a show.
Like if we have more of a budget, how are the levels looking all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just need to up you just a touch. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I feel like we should also explain what time it is and what's going on.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. We should. Good morning. Welcome back to another morning episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's 6:20. We got up at 5:30.
Five.
Around 5. Jeez, it took us a long time to actually get going.
That's why I woke you up so early.
All right. I was pissed. I was cranky. But yeah, we're sitting in the morning. I'm about to head to work in about an hour from now. Yeah. Got my gear on, but yeah, dude, the 9 to 5. You don't work today.
Nope.
So you're chilling. You're going to go to coffee shops and such.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was just going to hang here.
Sorry.
So one of the things that I've been waiting to... So we've been hanging out since 5 p.m., 6:30.
And he won't tell me anything. He's like, ah!
You gotta
save it. I gotta save it. I gotta
save it for the pod. I mean, that's such a real thing. Like the story of the homeless guy peeing on the window. That was so crazy.
That is crazy.
Should I just tell that story?
Totally, totally.
I also feel weird telling you, knowing that you know it. But also being around my parents a lot, when they're around other people, it's weird to just see someone telling a story that you know beat by beat.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do it to my dad because he tells me the same stories a lot. I'll let him get right to the end.
And then he'll finish it.
And then I'll finish it. And he gets so upset.
That's actually pretty good. My dad is the culprit of that. He'll tell stories like it literally just happened to him, and I've heard it 6 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
But so anyways, funny. I was at Great Lakes Coffee Roasters sitting at a window seat, and obviously there's homeless people just kind of walking up and down Woodward.
Yeah.
And this particular guy was wearing a winter coat with the hood on, and it was probably 70, I almost said 77 degrees. I don't know the exact temperature, but it was warm. So, like, obviously there's some disconnect there. And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that 2 seats down, he is now staring in like, direct eye contact like this with the guy, which I'm like, all right, that's weird, but also maybe he's just looking in the windows, whatever. Then, out of the bottom corner of my eye, I see his wang, and he's peeing.
Jesus.
And it was a long pee, and he locked pretty eyes impressive. With the guy. And
guy right next to you, right?
Yeah. And what are you doing?
I'm sitting in the lab outside of my pocket. Oh. It's bugging me.
And then I just pretended like I didn't see it because I didn't want other people to have to, like, I didn't want to draw attention to it.
Totally.
And then maybe 30 seconds after it was done, I made eye contact with a guy next to me. And he's like, so did that just happen? And I'm like, dude, it did.
That's so wild.
And I mean, it sucks that we had to see that, but I'm glad you saw it because I felt really crazy. And, but I mean, it's a funny story, but it's also just like super sad.
It is.
Like,
that's what you see some crazy things. I was watching this guy the other day walking downtown, and he was walking like very stone edge, and I saw him try and put his cigarette into his mouth with his 2 fingers, And dude, he couldn't get it to his mouth. That's how, like, there's just some wacky people out there in a way. Yeah. Or he's just like batting it around his face. Yeah. He couldn't get his cigarette in it. And it's just, I don't know, you see things like that and it's like, holy shit, that guy's fucked up. But also it's kind of like really sad.
Yeah.
You see a guy like that, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, and it's weird because my dad said like he remembers the time, like I think it might have been the Reagan administration when they closed a lot of the state hospitals, like mental hospitals.
Jeez.
And he remembers there being like a distinct difference in the amount of people that were out on the streets. Because I think pretty much everyone that is homeless at some regard has a mental illness.
Yeah.
And the most sad part about it for me is that they don't have family or friends, or they've already exhausted all those options.
Exhausted them, yeah.
Because I can think of a long list of probably 100 people that would let me stay on their couch for a week if something went wrong. So that's just kind of a bummer. But back to the save it for the pod thing. So what I wanted to talk about is like this, and we sort of talked about it in book club, one part of it, the push-up thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I want to talk about is like setting a personal best for something. And I've been trying to get my personal best mile time.
Yeah.
I got it yesterday.
Whoa, you broke 6 minutes?
Yeah, so I got 5:54.
Dude, nice.
And yeah, pretty pumped about it. I thought you were going for a fist bump for a second there. So I'm like, yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I was itching.
But so, and I was pretty sore from like, because we had ran the day prior. But I, and then the push-up thing, I'll just explain to you again. It's like, I hate push-ups, so 10 minutes, I just sit there and do as many push-ups as I can.
How many do you think you do?
So I count them out. I only did 89. Okay. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot at all. But you just get really tired towards the end, and you can't, like, it's hard to do, like, a five, like,
no, set. No, absolutely.
Five reps for me. And it was just really interesting, because I had this weird moment where it would have been 2 days ago now, where I ended the day and I was like, dude, I did two personal bests today.
That's pretty cool.
And it's like, and it's not that the personal bests are even good, but they're good for me. And it's like, why am I not doing this every day? How much am I leaving on the table of whether that's a personal best at running or like the writing thing? I wrote for an hour that one day.
And it was actually kind of easy. And that's a personal best.
That's why it was frustrating. It's because like, I thought I was doing so much good work when I was doing 20 minutes. Like, yes, I did 20 minutes, and I did an hour, and it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
So it's just, and I'm thinking of this tweet right now, and I think Casey Neistat retweeted it like forever ago, but it was like, let's say you give 90% every day. Think about after a year how much of that is left on the table.
Seriously. Yeah. No, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
And I just think, too, it's so easy for us to say we do get a personal best, but we just let it be. You don't acknowledge that, wow, I did something that was really impressive today.
Yeah.
We're so used to, like we were talking about last night, but just putting the negatives to the forefront and not letting the positives shine. And so, yeah, like if you, today I'm gonna run as far as I can and not being like, dude, I ran 15 miles or something like that. You just kind of like get home, I ran 15 miles, what is it? But that stuff's cool. And that's something to hang your hat on in a way. But yeah, that's something I want to challenge myself more in that regard of maybe it's push-up.
What's the one you want to go to?
I don't know. I always say like writing.
Yeah, do an hour, dude.
Do an hour, yeah. Yeah.
Tonight.
Not this game. Not tonight. But yeah, maybe I'll start small because I've done that Most Dangerous Writing app once or twice. No, I've done it twice.
And of all people, like with the writing that you're doing, I feel like that lends itself to it.
No, absolutely. It's just scary if you don't get far enough in the minutes.
But that's what it's all about.
Yeah, agreed.
Because go.
Well, yeah, no, I was pretty much done with it. But I wanted to say one thing that you were talking about yesterday, and one thing that you're starting to get pretty experienced in now. Pinkies up, baby. Is your newsletter. And so I just wanted to even bring it up for the first part. Go to Andrew's website and subscribe. But just in general, what if now that you're, correct me on what week you are, I'm not sure which week.
Month.
Month, I mean, how many months you've done it for. But also, what have you taken away from it? How do you think you've gotten better? I think you've gotten better in certain areas, but I want to kind of just ask even what you think of it thus far.
Yeah, it's been really cool to do that. And I mean, it does take a lot of effort to do when I do it, but if I think about like having not started it and starting it and being almost a year in, it's like, I'm so glad that I did that, because I remember I did it the first month. I was super excited about it. And then like the second month, like school started and I kind of like lollygagged with sending it out. Like I was going to be first of the month consistently. And I was like, and then maybe the third month, I was like, all right, we're sticking to the first of the month, like hard, fast.
Totally.
The last month was like the fourth, but that was because I wanted to wait for some other things to come out so I could put them in there. But yeah, it's been really interesting. And I realized that I did the newsletter before I realized it, with that phase five video that I did, where I put all the links in the description of the video. Forever ago, when in the phase five, you had to do like a clips video, and then you had to come up with like a series idea.
Yeah.
And that was my series idea, where it was almost like, kind of like Vsauce, but not really. Where it's like you talk about a bunch of different links and then they're all in the description.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, I remember you doing that video.
Yeah.
What was it called? What did you title it?
Go ahead. No, I don't know.
I don't know either. I was even going to say, like, was it Andrew on the internet?
It definitely wasn't that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a cool thing to have, and especially with how ephemeral, that means quick, right? Like, not long-lasting social media is. Like, yeah. I have a strong feeling that people are like pulling back from that hard, and to have someone's email, it's a privilege. But because if I want to say like, hey, I just made this video, hey, I just came out with this podcast, I can do that. And I mean, I feel weird saying this on the podcast because it's like talking about like the philosophy behind it. But like, part of the reason I submit all those links and everything like that is because at the end, I don't feel bad saying to people like, hey, by the way, this is what I did this month.
Yeah.
And like plug in myself. And I don't feel bad about that because I spent 10 plus hours or more researching cool things for you.
Yeah. No, exactly. And what's cool is I've started to see sort of an identity with it. And maybe it's just getting it more where I know what to expect. But I remember at first it was like you had some areas where it was music and then you took away music one way. Not saying you did, but it was just you were playing on different things. And now it's at a point where you've really established what you put on there.
Yeah.
And so I know what to expect. And now I find myself looking forward to it since I know the expectation in a way, which is really cool. And gosh, I was going to say one more thing with it. But yeah, it's just a cool thing. And email is one of those things where nowadays, it arguably is one of the most important things to have, in a sense, or not the most important, but the most like prized, in a sense of what's the one avenue that is the most intimate, and it might be email rather than a Facebook follow or a friend or a Instagram or Twitter follow. Now email seems to be the highest, almost in my opinion.
Yeah, because it's a lot, it's a higher barrier to entry. Like someone has to go to my website and put in their email, or they have to like text me. Like you have to kind of put yourself into it.
Agreed.
Whereas like you can kind of just like, oh, follow them on Instagram or Twitter and kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed, knock on wood, no one is unsubscribed yet.
Really? Yeah. That's cool. That's really cool.
So I kind of pride myself on that, that no one is unsubscribed yet, but I also get it if people do. But it's once a month where it's like, I really got to say something that pisses you off if you're going to unsubscribe.
No, and I like once a month, because once a week is even a lot.
Even every other week.
Even every other week.
I like it on my end to feel like, oh, I wish I could send this and not send it. Rather, like, I wish I could include this link rather than overpopulate it and kind of feel like I'm searching. Because there has been months where I'm like, shit, dude, like, I don't know if I have another video. And, like, I kind of just, usually then I'll go back to, my voice has been, like, on the verge of cracking, like, last night and today.
I know.
I don't know why it's doing that. Maybe I'm going through changes.
Changes.
Dude, speaking of, actually, that's not by Elton John, but I saw the Elton John movie.
Oh, I heard really good things.
It was really good. So at first,
Rocket Man, or what is it? Okay.
I think it might be called that. I was nervous at first because I didn't know anything about it.
And what's it on?
What do you mean?
What'd you watch it on, Netflix, or is it a
theater,
movie?
Dude. Oh, MJR.
It's out in theaters. Yeah, wow. Man. Okay, okay, sorry.
And I went there with my grandparents, and it starts out, cool little opening sequence, and then it breaks into song. I'm like, no.
Sound of Music?
Yes.
That's funny. Dude,
Sound of Music, my babysitter used to make my sister and I watch that. I like legit hate that movie with a passion. And so it breaks out into like a musical. I'm like,
me along.
It is. But at MJR, have you been? They have recliners, dude.
Whoa, they have the big comfy seats yes. now? No, I did not.
My grandpa was out in 2 minutes. Just
in the theater?
Yes.
Jeez.
And I'm sitting far left. He's sitting far right. My mom and grandma are in between. I'm like, wake him up. Wake him up. Because he's snoring and it's loud. Yeah. And my grandma finally wakes him up and then he falls asleep like 10 minutes later.
That's so wild.
But. And then he's like, yeah, the movie was good, but I wasted $5.
Oh, my gosh.
And, but, yeah, no, it was a really good movie. And the way that they told the story, and this isn't obviously, I mean, there's no real spoilers. It's his life. But the way they told the story is it starts out at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And it's him, like, walking into it and kind of talking through that. And he's talking through his life, and that's how they carry out the story.
Wow, that is cool.
It was really cool. And just, like, the transitions between that were, like, the cinematography, really, really good.
And so is it a spoiler if, like, I don't know what exactly happened to...
I mean, he's still alive.
Yeah. So, but, like, he dropped out of music and because he was an alcoholic. Like, what is the whole... Was he more or less just telling his story?
Just how he's, like, a hurt person.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And that's how that informs. He has a bad relationship with his father, sure. Kind of both of his parents. And it's kind of exploring that and how it's led to his like destructive tendencies. But he's been sober for 25 years, 28 years,
wow.
Some really long amount of time.
That's wild.
And yeah, it was just really cool. But it's funny we're talking about movies because me, you, and Ray briefly touched upon it. And this is something we wanted to talk about was this idea of how we're never really bored. And my question to you is, do you think that interest in things, like, do you think you can cultivate that? Like, do you think you can...
create something to share my
interest? No.
Like,
create an interest in something you don't think you're interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Wait, create...
So, like...
Wait, I thought you answered before you finished.
So, like, I'm not interested in stuff. I don't think that's interesting. Because I'm very, very...
Are you saying people in general, or do you think me personally?
Anyone. Because I'll give an example. I think it will make more sense then. So I remember listening to Joe Rogan in the beginning, which is like episode 450. That was the beginning for me.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And I remember thinking, like, this guy is interested in so many things that I feel like an idiot because I'm like, I don't really care about that. And
yeah.
Over time, I realized, like, wow, he's so interested in things. And, like... And then I slowly found myself getting more interested in things like, yeah, I actually do want to learn about that. I don't want to just close myself off. Because I think it's a lot easier to close yourself off and be like, I don't care to... Because it's kind of vulnerable to be like, yeah, I want to learn about that because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah.
So have you had anything like that where you initially were not interested in and then it was kind of like a conscious decision like, I'm going to be interested in this?
Going off your Joe Rogan thing... I remember when you, because you're the person that led me to Joe Rogan in a way.
You led you to Joe Rogan.
But all I'm saying is I remember when, because you started listening before anyone I knew.
And, that feels so good to my ego.
But seriously, I remember hearing that and giving that a try and... messing around with that, but never getting, like you said, super interested in it. And that just you talking about why you weren't interested is like a real thing that I, until this moment, hadn't really even considered. Like, yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And in a sense, I started listening to The Fighter and the Kid. That's when mm-hmm. I started to fall in love with podcasts.
Yeah.
And I think what attracted me to that was, like you were saying, I didn't understand being so interested in everything.
Yeah.
I was interested in the avenues that mattered, whether that was basketball and sports and comedy. And so I found this avenue in comedy where it was The Fighter and the Kid. And they started to bring on guests that were interesting, whether they were just interviewing.
Yeah.
And so I think that transition of realizing that I am interested in a lot of things, it sort of like opened my brain up to that avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost made me realize, because once I started listening to More Fighter and the Kid, then I just hopped right into Joe Rogan and I was super invested in it in a way.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's that thinking of, hey, things are interesting. As long as you kind of get into that mindset, everything becomes interesting, and so to speak.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe it takes a week, a month, 2 years to get to that point, but I think it's something you can definitely work towards.
Yeah, and even thinking about last night, like in our book club, we're reading Open by Andre Agassi, and I'm like halfway through, and it's a tremendous book so far, but tennis, and like I have this thing where, like with golf especially, like where if anyone says anything about golf, my response is fuck golf.
Yeah, and, you do.
And like it's partially a joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I don't hate golf. That same thing with bowling. Like mm-hmm. I don't hate it that much. I definitely don't like it. It's not on the top of my to-do list.
You know what's wild? Really quick. I just despise bowling. I always hated it and I never had fun when I was there. That was a big reason. But I went the other day. And maybe it was being older, had a couple, this was not the other day, had a couple pitchers of beer.
That's with, what I was going to ask
with
you.
Brad and Jonah.
Yeah, I know.
And all of a sudden, we're hanging out. It's not even, it loses bowling. It becomes talking some shit, messing around, telling stories. And it becomes like a fun social environment because a lot of sports you play, you can't necessarily just chat in the middle of it. Whereas you're doing this. Kind of, you're just doing an activity. It's doing something with your hands. Mm-hmm. I remember I would, like during parties or something like that, it's always nice to play video games because you could just do something with your hands other than just standing there and talking. I don't know. It's a fun social activity that I looked away from, but then I got a reintroduction. I'm like, oh God, why did I hate this so much?
Yeah.
But.
And what I was saying with tennis.
I interrupted.
No, you're fine. I still hate bowling. Is it like when he talks about the game and he references tennis, he uses the language of life, whether that's advantage, disadvantage, fault, love. I can't remember the other words, but just. And I was like, dude, like tennis is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And just realizing that even golf, I could probably get super interested in golf. I could get super interested in anything. Like, when I learn more about something and really dive deep into it, it never gets less, it very rarely gets less interesting for me.
Yeah, you almost can't go too deep in a way. And that's what's, like, I think I was hearing Kevin Rose talk about, he was talking to, it might have been the photographer guy we were listening Radcliffe. To, but he was just saying how people aren't necessary, or maybe not people, but it's so glamorized to be amazing at one thing. Mm-hmm. Like that is the end all be all. This is so great. But he was just saying how he loves jumping avenues. He loves getting, like looking into this thing, then going on to the next thing, going on to the next thing. And I'm just asking you, everybody always says once you become so good and pick one thing, then that's where you become a professional and successful and blah, blah, blah. But I'm just asking, is that something that you picture yourself getting into? Or do you imagine you're going to become, in a way, an expert at learning a million different things?
Yeah. I think if I look at the people that inspire me the most, and I have this running list, it's called Cool Guys Don't Look at Explosions.
That's funny.
And it's just like my favorite people that I strive to be like. And all of them are like polymaths or like the word that I heard used described that I really liked. It was about Donald Glover. It was like they called him a hyphenate, where it's like you describe him. It's musician, TV writer, TV director, stand up comic, like, and just hyphen in between everything.
No, for real.
And I think Tyler the Creator, musician, TV had a TV show, has a brand. Super totally. Successful brand, has an animated show, has, he does everything that he wants. Joe Rogan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bunch of different stuff. Bo Burnham. Just all the people that I look up to the most do a bunch of different things.
Agreed.
And that's what I strive to go for. And that's, I mean, I feel like that's the only way that it's exciting, because if you think about this podcast, if we only did this podcast and we did nothing else, it would be boring. There would be nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I it's just finding a way to fund that.
Exactly, a fund. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely an interesting thing, and it kind of goes against what people tell you. But at the same time, it's not necessarily going against it, because maybe you become an expert at being good at everything, in a way.
Learning how to learn.
Yeah.
If you can do that, you can do anything.
Did you ever get a chance to read The Art of Learning by Josh Waitzkin?
No.
That was a cool book.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to read about chess, which sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And oh, that's what I wanted to say. One thing that took me along, and it's amazing how many people in general that you talk to that say, I haven't read since elementary school, since high school.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the clock through there.
What time is it?
Or just look at your phone.
It's almost 6.
It's almost 6?
I mean, it's 10 minutes till.
Is it 6 or 7?
Or 7. Yeah. Oh, that clock's an hour off. Okay. So it's almost to 7. I gotta leave in 20 minutes or so.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll just keep talking for a little bit.
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
No, keep.
Is that thing going still?
Yeah, it's about to. Here, let's pause it real quick.
And then re-go it.
Yeah, and then we'll do another 10, 15 minutes. Down. Sorry, I was just looking
at that. Yeah, it's almost at 30. Yeah. And so these people talk about reading, and they haven't read since high school. And they almost look at it like, I can never read, in a way. I think it goes very similar to the whole interest thing, where once you get a little bit interested in it, then it becomes that much more exhilarating to get knee deep in it and get like really inspired by it. And all I'm trying to get at is when I started reading, in a sense, it took a long time to get committed to reading. Mm-hmm. And yes, you could argue it's with habits and it's with getting good at something, but I look forward to reading. It's not something that it's like, oh crap, I have to do it.
Yeah.
It's something that I want to budget time for because mm-hmm. I've invested an interest in it. And I'm not saying everybody should be super involved in reading. But I'm just saying, I think it goes in a similar route of what we were saying of, it's one of those things that you, once you get more into it, you get a lot more interested in it.
Yeah.
And once you start to look into more books and imagine what this book and hear about this book, and next thing you know, people talking about books and reading books becomes this super interesting topic in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think I'll talk some shit about my dad right now because I don't think he'll be listening, but if he does, I mean, I'd say this to his face. But it's like, he's like, yeah, the last book I read was in high school. Like, that's his, like...
And it's almost like they're proud of it.
He holds it like it's a badge of honor. Like, I read in high school and that I'm done.
Yeah.
And I didn't come up with this phrase, but a lot of boredom is pretend boredom. Because it's, if you are hyper-interested in everything, it almost seems weird. At least that, like, mm-hmm. it's almost cool to be like, I don't care. Like... Yeah. Books, like, I don't care. I feel like it's the tide is slowly starting to turn, but I think that's a very real thing where it's almost cool to not care about or not be interested in things. It's like, oh, I'm past that stage. Like,
exactly.
Like, my grandpa refuses to play board games.
It's so random.
Yeah, but like, he didn't used to. It's just like, he's like, I'm too old for that. Like, I'm too old for child's games type deal, almost. I don't know if it's all board games, but whenever I ask him, it's always a no. So it's just interesting and I don't think it's their fault. I think it's just like a societal thing almost.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a topic and a half, but
I'm referencing my notes because there is
one thing
I wanted to talk about in the vein of like being interested in not being bored in things. Is movies. Is like, I am notoriously bad at watching full-length movies because it's, first of all, such a commitment, and I take it so seriously. Like, I don't know if you noticed when we were watching Walter Mitty. When we were watching...
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, last night. Like, I was getting upset because I couldn't fully pay attention. Like, we were eating and sort of talking.
Yeah.
So I just fully jumped out and started writing in here and reading instead. Because funny. Like I take it really seriously, and I want to, like, when I watch a movie, I want to really watch it. And I haven't been good at watching movies, so that's one thing where I want to try and focus more on, like, all right, I want to watch a movie a week, two movies a week, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I recently rewatched Walter Mitty. Dude, that is so good.
Yeah, that's a good... I'll have to watch that. I haven't seen it since it came out,
mm-hmm.
whenever I saw it. But Yeah, I even find...
Is there anything you can think of that where it's like, I should be more interested in that, or like...
Well, go really quick on the whole movies thing is one way I justify to myself watching movies and even watching TV shows, like, for example, Game of Thrones, but you just watch beautiful cinematography. Mm-hmm. And that's where I find it easy to give myself an excuse of like, I'm watching storytelling. I'm thinking... And it is... I think what you're saying is important because it's you got to be like this active watcher, this active viewer.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting in there thinking, gosh, how did they get this shot? How did they get this whatever? And even acknowledging how well they set up a story or set up a character's storyline, how well they make you hate a character, all these things. And I look at that as being important for the future. Therefore, I justify spending 2 hours watching a movie.
No, I totally agree. And when I watch movies, it's like, all right, I got to pause that, pull out my phone and record that shot so I can like have it to see like how they did it for later. And it like, that's when I feel like if I'm watching a movie with other people, like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And it's part of that thing where it's like, it's not that cool to be that interested in, like you just kind of watch it to get away from it rather than being an active watcher. I think that's a good way to put it. Cause it's not only with movies, you can be an active watcher or participant of life and like the world around you. And just thinking about how children are interested in everything.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a really good point. Literally everything.
Yeah.
Whether it's looking, I think it was Kevin Rose again, but he's talking about how his daughter was looking at a piece of like dust or some weird thing for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And just thinking of like, oh, we don't have time for that. We can't sit and look at something for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But she's just amazed with how intricate it is. And seriously, if you do look at it, it's like, wow, that is really, it is wild.
Yeah.
And one thing people always look so frowned upon and so like, I can't even understand how people are interested in it is a lot of like viewing video games. It's like, but it's such a topic that people, whenever they bring it up or talk about it, it's like, I can't imagine anyone doing that in a way. And it's just, it's an interesting thing because, I don't know, it's like watching professional sports. It's like watching anything.
What it is people don't understand how hard it is to be that good.
Exactly.
It's the same thing about tennis. You don't understand, same thing about golf. You don't understand how hard it is.
And it's a lot easier to understand a football player.
I just like choked on the word hard there. I was going to say fucking hard.
Get hard.
And then like I like kind of stopped halfway through. But like you appreciate Tiger Woods when you realize how hard it is to sink that putt. Yeah. You appreciate Scumpy when he gets that double
kill. The king.
King Scumpy.
I got to show you a video after this. It's so funny.
Because you realize how hard it is. And people don't even take the time to realize that, first of all, video games are hard. And then, second of all, you can appreciate the skill acquired by watching.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. No. And, yeah, very well said. But it's just, again, it's something that is an interesting thing if you really look at it. I remember for a while, I got so interested in speed running for video games.
Yeah.
I was really invested in, like, learning. I knew, like, most of the tactics for a lot of games. Just because it is so interesting, the way they manipulate pixels to get to these certain saving milliseconds is the world. And I don't know, there's just, like you said in the beginning, it's amazing how many interesting things out there mm-hmm. are. And to say that you're bored and don't know what to do is just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the moral of the story is don't be bored.
Yeah.
Don't be a bored.
Figure out how to be bored or not be bored.
Yeah.
But it's early in the morning. I've still got to go to work.
How does that feel?
It's all right. We have a video shoot today, and I'm going to be editing that video right after getting it up to the peeps.
I just got violently hungry, so I'm about to go to the Eastern Market and get some.
Well, I've eaten some bagels recently, but I've been pretty darn disciplined on not eating super often.
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's good.
I heard something a long time ago, but it was just the topic of the best thing I did was work out 2 times a week or something like that. And I read it and I was like, oh, this is an attention grabber. But just getting across the point of I used to work out 7 days a week. That's weird. 7 days a week, and that caused me to let my diet go because I could gain it back through working mm-hmm. out so often.
Yeah.
And he said, once I only allowed myself to work out 2 or 3 times a week, then I had to be so disciplined in these other areas.
Yeah.
And then it opened up my time for all these other mm-hmm. areas. And so just saying, and maybe that's something eventually I mess with, but it's just it's a cool thing that, yeah, you tell it, it's almost reducing one area, but increasing other areas to a great degree.
Sorry for yawning.
One thing really quickly I wanted to ask you.
All right, we're done now.
But I just, and maybe it's weird to talk about finances, but you were talking a little bit about how you're going to invest in, and we said this in the last one, yeah. you're going to start putting in a mutual fund or not.
Yeah, target. Yeah.
Putting your money somewhere. And so.
Where my mouth is.
What kind of, like, are you looking to certain resources? How many avenues are you going to take this in? Are you, do you have a credit card right now? Are yeah. you thinking about figuring out how credit cards work? Is that an interest level that you're looking into right now?
I've told myself for the past like year and a half I was going to get a credit card just for the travel miles.
excuse me.
But I just, I want to put my money into this fund and forget about it. I never want to be the person that has 7 computer screens and is day trading stuff.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me. It's stressful. And you can like worry about money until you're blue in the face. I want to worry about money as little as possible.
Agreed.
So that's part of the reason I'm doing it. It's because if I put it away, it's like I kind of forget about it. And then when I retire, I'm like, oh, I did that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just don't want to have to worry about money ever. And like, obviously your 20s are going to be like a time of like financial instability, which I'm totally okay with.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I later on in life, when I have a family, I don't even want that to be a thought. I don't want to have to pinch pennies to not get the healthiest food option
or exactly.
not do something like that. I mean, obviously you have to pinch pennies at some point. Like I don't have a problem driving a shitty car, but then it's like, well, if you drive a shitty car, it has a bad safety rating. Are you going to put your family in danger? So I don't want to have those like,
it's a good call.
Thoughts. So might as well square it away now. But I always joke with my grandpa that like I'm going to have a yacht and stuff, and like he can hang out on my yacht with like my helicopters and stuff. But I have just this weird feeling that I'm either going to be super rich or super poor. Literally nowhere in between.
Yeah. That's funny. No, and I think one thing I just even wanted to bring up, you kind of made me think about, is it's really easy to be like intimidated by knowing a lot about money or funds or how it works. And we always say like, read or understand a topic when it's relevant. Read a book when it's really relevant to you, so it resonates more with you. And I think what's exciting is we're at a time in our lives where we do have to learn about money, because it's an important thing, whereas in the past it almost hasn't been relevant, so to speak. But now it's actually coming to fruition. And what's cool is if you get invested for a month, 2 months, 3 months at a very general and understanding level, that can kind of set you up for the future. And so maybe it's saying to people like, understand money, understand where you're losing faults on. Because a lot of people, I think, are intimidated by money in a massive degree.
Mm-hmm.
And to an extent, I am too. I don't know what these Target 401k mutual,
we
all
know
that
you,
stuff.
We know you don't know what the 401k is.
I still think I was kind of right. I think Dave's talking some bullshit. but just saying like, hey, set aside, I think it goes great length to say, you know what, for this month of June, for this month of July, I'm going to say, I'm going to do best I can to figure out what money is. Whether that's taking a little bit of time every night and looking up a couple articles.
Yeah.
And because I think it goes a lot of lengths. Mm-hmm. And it's a time where it could last the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's like I want to learn about money for like 3 months so I can know it.
And then never have to.
Yeah, and not have it be this nebulous thing of, like, that's literally, like, I don't care to be like uber rich. I just want enough money where I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Where it's like, oh yeah, like totally fine. Like I would love to be able to treat my friends to meals every time.
Yeah.
Like I just love that feeling, or the person behind me. And I mean, I still do that a decent amount, like for the amount of funds that I have, but no. I just love that feeling of like either getting someone a gift or like treating someone. It's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, Madeline and I always say this, but we live pretty bougie, which sometimes we're like, man, we got to relax. But we do, I don't know, it makes you just happy of like you said, buying stuff and going out and doing stuff when probably we shouldn't with our funds. But it's one of those things where it's like, gosh, I might die tomorrow. You know?
But I'm thinking of that like bottle of wine that you guys got at that pizza.
Yeah, that was bougie.
When you guys asked me for a glass, I'm like, that would be a $7 glass. I'm fine.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
No, I know.
It was a special day and all that, so it's like,
God. In the, I mean, I'm such a hypocrite because I don't spend money on anything, and then I have a fucking huge purchase. Like that is literally my like spending cycle. Is like, save for 3 years, $3,000 purchase.
Yeah.
Save for another 3 years, $2,000 purchase.
Seriously.
So I could either do that or spend a little bit all the time. But
yeah. Cool deal, dude. Good talk.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Glad we did this. I was gonna be really upset if we didn't.
Yeah, and we had all the stuff, so it's like, God damn it. So, okie dokie. Any final words?
No.
Check. Mate.